The following production of the Bang Cartoon Radio Hour contains fictional material used strictly for satirical and comedic purposes, and it should not be accepted as being factual, and all voices are impersonated.
The following program may contain material that is inappropriate for children or your workplace.
My God! We are ready for the football!
I'm excited to knock somebody the hell out.
If you see a beast, like, you should run, because the beast is really scary.
Bang Cartoon Radio Hour!
Super Bowl 46 ends on a devastating note for the Patriots.
What's the score?
In a 21-17 loss.
Haha, you lost.
Where does Tom Brady rank on your all-time list, Greg?
Well, he's awfully high.
Don't be so mad at Tom Brady.
I hate him, though.
Oh, my God, yo!
No.
Why are you so mad at Tom Brady?
Don't
the sparkle! Some
bullshit, no! I wanted to package with the Super Bowl, Megan!
Get the fuck out! Get the fuck out! Get the fuck out of my house right now!
You are sick!
You know, I'm very thankful. First and foremost, I gotta thank my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ.
Oh, stop it!
Representing.
Do you like it?
Yeah! I can only eat so much poop.
I'm tired of watching crap!
I'm throwing up poop.
I only react to what I see with my eyes.
I have seen it with my own eyes.
The Cowboys beat the Giants, the first team in quite a while to win the Super Bowl and lose their opener.
I love Tony Romo.
Tony Romo!
I love Tony Romo.
And we've got a tremendous array of talent here for you.
Welcome to the Bang Cartoon Radio Hour.
When I'm not the brand or sad, I turn to Bang Cartoon Radio Hour.
Take that, motherfucker.
And now, here's John and Tom on the Bang Cartoon Radio Hour.
Everything I am is an illusion. Everything I am.
Come on.
Championship game.
And the Patriots are in the AFC Championship game next Sunday night.
And the Atlanta Falcons will play in the NFC Championship game.
Kick on the way. Kick is long enough. It is good! Woo! And the Ravens are going to the AFC Championship game.
So we have three of the same four teams from last year, right?
That happens a lot.
Yeah,
that
it does.
A lot.
It does. The cream always rises to the top, doesn't it?
Yeah, I'll tell you what. I was thinking the other day. Now, we got the tapes. We can go back and find out if I'm wrong. We always joke and say I'm always 365 days off with my prediction, but I swear to God, didn't I pick Falcons-Ravens last year?
I do believe so, yes.
Oh, my God.
Huh. I told you at the beginning of the season. I thought sure you were going to go. Know. All right, I'm not going to make the same mistake. I'm going to go with the Falcons. You know.
Well, I'm going to rescind my Bears pick quickly before the year comes in, because there's no way they're winning the Super Bowl with a Canadian coach next year. The Grey Cup ain't happening in Chicago.
Oh, that's good. Yeah, you're probably right about that.
Yes, I get that.
Yeah, I certainly would not pick them. No question about it. Oh, I'm Tom. He's John Tilliard. Where are we at?
Hey, what's up? This is John Tilliard, and you are listening to Bang Cartoon Radio Hour number 219. You know, someone asked me the other day, who is the bigger moron, Roger Goodell or the writers of the current series of Doctor Who? That is a really tough call. I'm going to have to get back to you on that one.
No, I can't answer that because I do not watch the current Doctor Who.
Me neither.
So I have no idea.
Of course,
idea.
Then again, you know, John's a brony, so...
Yeah.
Who I'm not going to give any credence to. At least he didn't say, you know, who's a bigger moron, Roger Goodell or the guy that wrote episode 45 of My Little Pony? You know, who the hell's going to ever say Sparkles would talk like that? I don't know what the hell those people get into that shit for, I swear to God. And I don't want to know, because I swear to God, if I watch one of those episodes, I'm afraid it's going to be like crack, and before I know it, I'm going to be stuck like a drooling idiot watching these freaking little girls' cartoons.
Yeah, you know, I mean, I think, weren't the Trekkies the same people watching Doctor Who?
No, because I'm a Trekkie, and I can't stand Doctor Who.
Oh, you are? Really? I did not know that.
Yeah. Oh, well, see, I'm not I don't, like, dress up. I don't have my own ears or anything like that, but you know what? If I'm flipping through the channels and Captain Kirk is on, hell yeah, I'm watching that.
Yeah, you know, Star Hell Trek yeah. never did anything for me. Now, I will say I liked the first five movies. Especially 3, 4, and 5. Those, you know, the search for Spock and the voyage home where they went back in time to get the whales, and Spock was hilarious. And that was fantastic. And the fifth one, was at the Undiscovered Country.
I like them all because they're all cheesy, you know? But to be honest with you, I thought the first one, as far as just taking it as a science fiction movie, the Voyager comes back to report. That's an awesome premise. It really is.
I like the movies. I never got into the series, though.
Well, you know what? Part of the allure of the series to me, I'm not one of these people that thinks that this is a vision of the future and, oh, look at how Gene Roddenberry's cooking. I don't have any blueprints of the Enterprise and I don't know how to speak Klingon. I do like watching television when William Shatner's on there going, Spock, we've got to get to the turbo lift or whatever the fuck he's saying. I just love how cheesy it is.
I was talking to my wife about this the other day because Star Trek IV was actually on and we were watching it because I really love that movie. But I said, you know, there were two different kinds of Trekkies. There were the geek Trekkies who, like you said, knew the blueprints of the Enterprise, and they were, you know, just... and then there were the ones who just thought it was hilarious, who looked at it as if it was almost a comedy, like you. You know?
Well, no, it was good science fiction, too. Don't get me wrong.
No, but it was entertaining.
Cool, the characters are pretty cool. But the fact that anybody that puts William Shatner on TV, you are already way up high in my book because I love watching that clown act. I mean,
right.
He's ridiculous.
Oh, he's great.
I love it. But at the same time, The Next Generation, I thought, was just a really intelligent show. It was good for the time. I thought it was really good.
Now, that I've never seen a single episode of.
It's pretty good. It always seems like this. Tell me if I'm wrong. If anybody that's out there at the scene, we're wasting all this time on this. You'd get 58 minutes of them trying to figure out the problem, and then all of a sudden the door opens up, Worf comes in and clocks the thing in the head, and that's it.
All right. Anyway, all right. Enough of that. Now, enough. Let's get on with this. Coming up, no weapon, John.
No weapon. What are you talking about? I've got a +5 bastard sword, Tom.
The super genius isn't so super.
What are you, all at 12?
The Manning hater and the Brady hater.
The Manning hater and the Brady hater.
Yes, we have one of each.
Well, that's not too hard to find, I'm sure.
No.
People hate success. You should see all the hate mail I get.
Oh, I know.
People can't stand us. We get bombs.
We have generated some of that. All right. Gridiron Challenge, playoff challenge. In first place.
How am I doing?
Well, you got to the front page.
How about that? My strategy is starting to work.
Stop it, Skip is first place. There's Cunt Punt still in second.
Cunt Punt's in second.
Jet Evans in third.
Jet Evans?
Yeah.
Jet Evans.
Jet Evans.
What do you want to bet that's his real name?
No, I don't think so. Because his name comes after it, and it's, you know, I don't know, it's code. He's a secret agent. Andy Reid's KFC Chiefs in fourth.
Right.
And the Dirty Sanchez's in fifth place.
Oh.
Yeah.
Now, didn't he say he was going to hire, didn't Reid say he was going to hire back Juan Castillo, but he hasn't hired him yet?
No.
They must have laws in Kansas or in Missouri or wherever that place is.
Some of us that were there near the top last week, like the Vasectomers and myself, we fell a few spots. I fell. Man, where did I fall to? Oh, clear down to 29th. I had a rough week.
You had a rotten week. Who'd you have?
Well, I had...
Who let you down?
I had no Sean Marino, who ended up getting hurt and not playing. And I still think that's why I still want to call them the Colts. It's Peyton Manning. I still think that's why the Broncos lost, because they just could not, they couldn't control
Hillman
the ball.
Was running the ball all right for a little run. I mean, he was finding some seams and some cracks, but, for the life of me, I don't understand why they kneeled on the ball with 30 seconds to go with Peyton Manning with his hands on it. I just don't get that.
Yeah, we're going to hear from a Bronco fan who wasn't too happy about that either.
Yeah.
So, some of these guys who were high up there, hey, ESPN, pull your pants up. They fell. Hey there, go far of there, fell. Like I said, the Vasectomers fell. Anyway.
Some turnover at the top. See, my strategy's paying off. I knew you high flyers with your highfalutin full roster in the week one. I knew you guys would fall apart, and here I come, charging up. What am I, like 49th now? Making my move.
You had one of the higher scores this week. Yes, you climbed from, 57th to 49th.
I think it's safe to say that if I had not screwed up week one, I would be clearly in first place. So I'm going to go ahead and claim that as it is right now. It is mine. And no matter what anybody else has to say about it, cunt pun or anybody else, I'm going to go ahead and say.
Because of what I think would have happened.
Let me go see last week's scores. I'll get back to you on who I would have started and prove it.
Okay, so my Broncos Super Bowl pick is dead, and my 49ers pick is still alive.
My Patriots pick is still
alive. No, no, I had, I'm sorry, no, I was wrong. I had the Packers. I had the Packers and the Broncos, so I'm out.
I'm rooting against the Patriots this week.
You're rooting against them?
Yes, I am.
Of course we're rooting against the Patriots. We want an all-hardball Super Bowl.
Well, I don't have any love for the Ravens either, but I'm rooting against the Patriots this week. I just am.
Yeah, well, yeah, it's anybody who's playing the Patriots.
Right. No more Super Bowls since Spyzilla. We brought it up this time. I just want that to have. I want that to be there forever, so we can always point at it and say, "See, look at that."
I understand. Well, you know, Ray Lewis is coming.
No weapon formed shall prosper. No weapon. No weapon. No weapon. God is amazing. And when you believe in him, man believes in the possible, God believes in the impossible.
I have no idea what no weapon means.
I thought you meant you had an audio of Ray Lewis coming. That's what it kind of sounded like. It sounded like the man was orgasmic. I'm fired up, fired up, fired up, fired up, oh, fired up. Good Lord. Pull your pants up.
This Raven fan got real excited. Now, this guy's sitting here, he's watching the game with his buddy, and right. Dude, I don't know, maybe you haven't hit puberty yet. This guy watching the game with him, who's you know, videotaping him. I don't know what's up with him, but this guy's like really over the edge, this Ravens fan.
We win this game, we go into the championship, 35-35 all. Double overtime, 15 minutes left. We need 4 yards. Four. If this happens, I'm peeing on my fucking mouth. Oh. I'm going to do things that are legal in California. Please, praise God.
Okay.
Okay.
Oh my God, dude. I can't stop. I really. 2 yard. Game, 3 yard game, maybe a rush. I really hate that you have the fucking camera on my face because I'm gonna do some stupid shit if we win.
Sit down, we can't record you when you're up there.
I wanna hear. Actually, went out on the field during. That was some fucked up shit. We went out on the field to try a field goal from 50 yards out, or from 58 yards out. 30 yard line, we're in field goal range. We're in field goal range. We're in field goal range. 32-yard line is 42, plus 5 is 47 yards.
Well, he's got his plus 5. I don't know where he got the plus 5, yeah. And I don't know why. You know, John, if my team wins a playoff game, I know that's my first inclination is to pee on my mouth.
Well, I feel that I ought to. I live in Maryland. That is a standard Baltimore tradition. It goes way back when.
Is that right?
You know, it's just something that they keep away from the cameras. You know, Joe Flacco threw a touchdown. Everybody is in the position, and they roll right over and piss right on their own faces.
I'm peeing on my fucking mouth.
I'm telling you what, that whole city smelled like it was terrible when Cal Ripken was on his streak. 3,129 days of that.
Oh, my God.
he 47 yards out.
Isn't the end zone bigger than 5 yards?
What? So exciting. Going down the ocean, Tom.
I'm robbing the convenience store down the street. Your National Bowl.
No,
I'm robbing it.
No, you're not.
I'm robbing it. 37. We got 2 yards. We're in field goal range.
To tweet.
All right, who am I tweeting to?
You're tweeting to all your followers, everyone that follows you on Twitter.
Please. Say, I just said, please, shut up. I'm done with this last year. Please don't make me do it again. This would send Baltimore to the AFC
Championship game. Here it is.
It's here it is, baby.
Shut the fuck up!
Oh, sorry.
All the marbles.
I didn't realize he could tell us that.
Yeah!
like the opposite of the Megan chick, isn't it?
Right.
The Tucker, come here. Tucker. Tucker.
I'm so happy we won! Turn on the fucking camera, Brennan!
I think they're gonna have sex.
I think so. Shut it off, Brennan! No, leave it on, Brennan.
I'm peeing on my fucking mouth!
Not in his mouth, on his mouth.
Got, well, because if you're from Baltimore, son, you gotta know you just don't open your mouth. That's just disgusting. You gotta just pee on it. That's all you gotta do. Well, first off, unless this guy immediately rolled over and pissed on his mouth, and then he got himself a gun and went down and robbed the liquor store, and then he did something illegal in California, which is make a porno movie without a condom. All right, that's illegal now in California. Then he is a big pussy. He doesn't have any guts at all.
Right.
Right. That's what people in Baltimore do, hon. They go down the ocean. They get so excited. They piss all over their mouth.
Well, they're one win away from getting back to that game that Brian Billick was able to get to and win.
That glory hole. Oh yeah, Brian Billick took him there. You know, he knew who the bathroom was, Tom. That's how he got him there.
Where are they? You know, where are the bathrooms? Where's the chow hall? Where's the field? Who's the training room? Who's the guy with the goofy glasses and the too long of shorts?
Who's the training room? I don't know who the training room. Who is the damn training room? Where is the training room?
If you answer that question, you can get to the Super Bowl, my son.
Well, let's see. Who's going to the Super Bowl there, Brian?
And this win right here legitimizes the Seattle Seahawks as the number one seed and makes them the team to beat.
The Seattle Seahawks, the number one seed and the team to beat.
Everybody goes and takes one clip out of context and they think they've got it all figured out. Of course, Tom,
out of context.
You realize someone of my intellect would never have made such a mistake. I was merely taken away by the moment and recognized instantly that the 49ers had won the football game.
Seattle didn't play the 49ers, no.
The Packers?
No.
The Patriots?
No, what?
The Lakers?
No, you were doing the game. What city were you in?
You know, I tell you the honest truth. When we get around to having to change planes so many times, I'm not sure. Was that, it might have been in Portland, but I couldn't think of any professional football teams that played in Portland.
You were in Atlanta, Brian. You were in Atlanta. Oh. The Falcons. They were the number one seed. They won. You're done. Goodbye.
That explains all the black people.
Jesus.
I'm sorry.
Oh, no. All right. Now, this guy.
How comfortable was it listening to him do American Idol promos, though? That was weird.
Oh, yeah.
Yes. That was strange.
Very.
All right. Anyway, go ahead.
All right. This guy, man. This guy's really weird. He's on YouTube. He's,
I don't even know what this dude's name is. He wears his hat down over his eyes.
I know.
Ski cap.
I know. He's
like, he's...
He's a goofball.
We'll call him Donnie Douchebag.
Donnie Douchebag. Right. That's a great name for
Donnie
him.
Donnie Douchebag.
Donnie Douchebag, right. The Peyton Manning hater.
He's sitting there in his... He's got his Salvation Army recliner there and his little freaking hut that he's in. I think he's actually a Browns fan, if I remember right.
Oh, yeah. Isn't that
the kind of chair that you had in your fort when you were 17 that you'd sat around and got high in?
Right.
Something you found in a field.
Very good. You know, hey, real quick, you mentioned the Browns. Okay. Yeah. You know Shango. We got our guy Shango, the Cowboys fan.
Right.
Who was upset and said this.
But if you don't get your shit straight, you'll find your ass in Cleveland. At best.
And the new offensive coordinator for the Cleveland Browns, Norv Turner.
It's finally happened.
He didn't get his shit straight. He found himself in Cleveland.
Well, you know, I think this is probably going to be a very good match for me because the people of Cleveland, you know, they're very used to not accomplishing the things they set out to accomplish when it comes to the football team. So I'm sure that whatever I'm able to do by raising their hopes just a little bit and then dash them out at the very end because they've been accustomed to Marty Schottenheimer, they'll be very...
I'll give it to the guy. He's he's always been a really good offensive coordinator, so we'll see. But I don't know. He's Cleveland, man? Ooh.
I'm a heck of a nice guy.
Tell you what, though. One thing's for sure. Richardson is going to get 400 carries next year.
Yes.
He is fantasy gold with Norv Turner there.
Absolutely.
Yes.
All right. So, Donnie Douchebag, the Peyton Manning hater. I guess he is amused by our nickname for him.
I think he's a juggalo, Tom.
Maybe that's it. That's what he juggalo. Is. He's a juggalo. Yes, that's the best way to describe him. He is a juggalo.
He's a juggalo. Oh, shit.
In this song, I say fuck 93 times. Yeah.
That makes me a poet.
Can we stop the Peyton Manning and Tom Brady comparisons now?
Wow.
I mean, John Fox obviously didn't have any confidence in him towards the end of the game. What happened? What happened? He goes to drop back. He's got a little bit of pressure, and he throws into double coverage, whatever, and gets the ball picked off. Guy comes on, kicks. The Peyton Manning, greatest of Peyton Manning, greatest of all time, comparisons to Tom Brady. End of discussion. End of discussion. They didn't even... They had the ball with two timeouts left, with a minute left in overtime. They didn't even try winning the game.
They didn't try winning the game.
Or in the regular polo, whatever. Regular, whatever. You know what I'm talking about. They didn't try winning the game. Bottom line is, the Peyton Manning era is over. It's over. He's a great regular season stat compiler. But a playoff quarterback, he is not one. 13 times in the postseason and only sealed the deal once in a rainstorm against Rex Grossman. Tom Brady is by far head and shoulders over Peyton Manning. In fact, I got to be honest with you, Ben Roethlisberger, Drew Brees, Aaron Rodgers are all better than Peyton Manning in the postseason. So the Broncos, I tell you right now, at least team will won a playoff game. I mean, at least team will won a playoff game. So... I can't stop laughing at what I see. I predicted Denver, which they should have annihilated this team, and this team here will go to New England next week and get annihilated, I'll guarantee that. But I predicted Denver to annihilate this team, and guess what? It's embarrassing.
Oh my God.
If you're a Denver Bronco fan right now, hate me all you want. But if you're a Peyton Manning fan right now, you should hate him because he single-handedly cost you guys a game.
No.
Take away the 14 points by your great running kick returner, but a shitty-ass Ravens special teams, and you guys get routed at home. So Peyton Manning, once again,
routed?
Fine job in the regular season.
Routed.
In the playoffs,
routed.
You failed to deliver once again. So to anyone out there comparing Peyton Manning, he's in the bottom... I'd say he's about 13th or 14th best quarterback of all time. I started to slur my speech as I was having a stroke right now. But anyway, yeah.
I wish
he's
you
in
would.
The lower 20 best quarterbacks of all time.
Who is his neighbor?
Tom Brady, one. Maybe Joe Montana in the top three. Elway, two. That's it. I'm shocked at what I see. I thought Manning would definitely get over this hump. But guess what? You would only get humiliated by the Patriots next week. Oh, yeah, will you? The legacy is shot. The guy said he choked again.
I would have loved to have been standing right there to say, okay, give me numbers 4 through 12.
You know what I would have done if I was standing right there? I would have knocked that can of nitrous oxide well away from him.
Right.
Could you imagine the lady next door?
Hello, police. He's at it again. My God, it sounds like the Joker's in there.
Jesus Christ. You know, because you know he lives in an apartment. There's no way that dude's got a house. Unless there's, you know, somebody gave him a shed to live in out there.
I think he was in his grandma's basement.
He might have been. But it's nice to know that he's got such an opinion. I wonder how many people give a shit. I always like these guys on YouTube that do this kind of stuff where they sit in their bullshit little chair and they point at their camera like they know what they're talking about. Which he made some very fair points there. But he goes, I know what y'all are saying. Like anybody's saying anything.
Right. Oh, man.
Who the fuck's watching other than us to make fun of him?
Well, you know, he said that Manning single-handedly lost the game, and that's just not true. That tells me that he doesn't understand football at all, and we'll get into that coming up in the next segment. Now, so there's your Manning hater. I said we also have a Brady hater.
A Brady hater?
The Brady hater.
Is it that little kid again?
No.
What?
Stop, Brady. Don't video me.
Why are you so mad at Tom Brady? Well, I think Tom Brady's an idiot, too. He might throw a pick.
He never gives up video touchdowns.
Why don't you like Tom Brady so much? Because he's mean?
No, I hate him.
Oh, Christopher.
Okay, maybe yeah. He'll throw a pick. Yeah, he's always going to throw a touchdown.
Kids sound like their parents until their parents turn on the camera, I guess.
Well, anyway, Rob Fahey, I think it's Fahey or Fahey.
Fahey.
I think it's Fahey.
I'm going to say Fahey.
F-A-H-E-Y. You can Google him up. He was so inspired by his hatred for Tom Brady that he wrote a wonderful song, plays the guitar while he's singing the song, and we're going to play that for you as we go to break. So from Rob Fahey, it's I Hate Tom Brady.
Our Ravens fans, I like tailgate parties, cold beer and hot ham, and I sure like Joe Flacco, cause I'm a Ravens fan. I like talking football scores when I'm in Bell's Point playing at the horse. Going to the diver late at night to love french fries with gravy. Yeah, but I fucking hate Tom Brady. I like rock and roll music, those Hendrix guitar tones. I like the Beatles and Dylan, I love the Rolling Stones. Some girls got their secret toys, some girls like their pretty boys. Knocked up Bridget in the course of a minute, found a way out but you were barely in it. Giselle gonna know what you about, Victoria's Secret soon to get out. Oh my God, did you hear Taylor Swift, even Britney Spears? They're all having his baby, and I fucking hate Tom Brady. You know I do. Modulation, baby. Oh, you with me so far? I like Ravens football. I like counting sacks. I like blitzing defense. Get that quarterback. Brady might want to hold on to your skirt. Double J gonna push your face in the dirt. Say a little prayer, make the sign of the cross. Ray Lewis sweeping in like a B-52. No use looking downfield for Welker. Purple chaos making Helper Skelter, baby. You know the pain in your ribs is gonna burn and linger. Baltimore's giving you the finger. Comeback player of the year. Stick a freaking pencil in my ear. I said it before, I'm gonna say it again. No, it's in but some maybe. Yeah, I fucking hate Tom Brady. You know it, baby.
VOTech. VOTech.
For 10 years, VOTech has been a leader in website development and network solutions. Whether your business has an established website or are preparing to create something new, VOTech can handle every facet of your project. VOTech offers full website and portal design and creation services, including domain registration, site maintenance, dynamic programming, database administration, video streaming, and more. VOTech also offers full e-commerce and e-marketing development and management, as well as complete web hosting services. You can trust your web project to the professionals at VOTech.
VOTech.
And now, friends, it's time for He Said, She Said. Today, we're going to start with an excerpt from her diary.
Tonight, I thought he was just acting weird. We had made plans to meet at a bar and have a drink. I was shopping with my friends all day long, so I thought he was upset at the fact that I was a bit late, but he made no comment. Conversation wasn't flowing, so I suggested that we go somewhere quiet where we could talk. He agreed, but he kept quiet and absent. I asked him what was wrong, and he said nothing. I asked him if it was my fault that he was upset, and he said it was nothing to do with me and not to worry. On the way home, I told him that I loved him, and he simply smiled and kept driving. I can't explain his behavior. I don't know why he didn't say I love you too. When we got home, I felt as though I had lost him, as if he wanted nothing to do with me anymore. He just sat there and watched TV. He seemed so distant, so absent. Finally, I decided to go to bed. About 10 minutes later, he came to bed, and to my surprise, he responded to my caress, and we made love. But I still felt as though he was distracted and his thoughts were somewhere else. He fell asleep, and I cried. I don't know what to do. I'm almost sure that his thoughts are with someone else. My life is a disaster.
And now, an excerpt from his diary.
Today the New England Patriots lost, but at least I got laid. You've been listening to He Said, She Said. Okay, we've got you.
Yo, what's up? This is Johnny Christ from Avenged Sevenfold, and you're listening to John and Tom on the Bang Cartoon Radio Hour.
Hey, kid, do I have your attention? I know the way you've been living. Life's so reckless, tragedy endless. Welcome to the family. Hey, there's something missing. Only time will alter your vision. Never in question, lethal injection. Welcome to the family.
This is how excited I'd look if we actually won, but Peyton Manning had to go and blow it.
Oh, what a night. What a game. I refuse to give it to the Ravens. It's just too painful. Peyton Manning, you suck. I hope Tim Tebow comes back next season. I hope he comes back and just blows everybody away. I'm sick of hearing about you. I'm sick of hearing about how great of a quarterback you are. 3 turnovers. Yeah, you're so great. You suck. Well, now I gotta wait till next season. There's no one even left to root for in the playoffs. So, thanks a lot, Peyton Manning, for blowing the season for us.
Oh my God.
You suck.
You wouldn't have had a season without Peyton Manning.
Thanks a lot, Peyton Manning. I don't even have anybody left to root for in the playoffs.
Oh.
My face is pasty. I've got a lot of pimples. I can't get any girls to talk to me. My cat won't even come over here unless I put tuna on my finger.
By the way, Tom, I understand that the Ravens were completely devastated that he refused to give them credit for the win.
Oh.
I'm peeing on my fucking mouth.
Yeah, look how upset he is.
I think that dude should go over and pee on the other dude's mouth. I think that probably would be a lot more.
He wants Tim Tebow back? Are you kidding?
Hey, man, I'll tell you what. Here's my impression of Donovan McNabb at the end of first overtime. Well, now what are we going to do? We're going to have 3 teams in the championship? How do they do that?
I've never been a part of a tie. Never even knew that that was in the rule book. You know, I was looking forward to the next opportunity getting out there and trying to drive to win the game. But unfortunately, with the rules, you know, we settled with a tie.
Did you know the game was over when it was over?
Well, when the play was called, you know, I kind of figured that I guess there's ties in the NFL. So,
you seriously didn't know
that? I mean, no, I didn't know
you
that.
You thought it was like another overtime?
Yeah. In college, there's multiple overtimes. I mean, high school and Pop Warner. I never knew in the professional ranks that it would kind of end that way. Hate to see what happens in a Super Bowl, or hate to see what happens in the playoffs.
Is it like Chinese checkers?
Oh, that's great. That is fantastic. But he wants Tim Tebow back in Denver?
Tim Tebow?
Oh.
Tim Tebow. Hey, you know what? Tebow at least won a playoff game.
Tim Tebow.
They should have never got rid of Tebow in Denver.
I
Not
guess.
Because of anything to do with this game, but imagine what Tebow could have learned this year.
Oh, I know.
Instead of sitting there behind Sanchez watching the clown show.
Definitely.
Right. You know, it was a stupid move by Denver getting rid of him. I really don't understand why they did that. They didn't have to do it.
Don't know why they got rid of him. Don't know why the Jets signed him.
They went 13-3. I guess there's going to be a lot of opportunity for people to cause a goddamn controversy.
Right.
Peyton Manning's 24 of only 28. Boo, bring in Tebow. He's thrown for 340 yards and two touchdowns. Boo, bring in Tebow.
Tim Tebow.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, you got to put it all on him and put all, he single-handedly lost the game and blah, blah, blah. Yeah, it didn't have any, gee, that, there was this guy on the field, really great player, has been for a long time. His name's Champ Bailey.
What happened to him?
I have never seen that guy get torched in a game like that in my life.
He got chumped. Look, second touchdown to Torrey Smith where he snatched it at the freaking 2-yard line and glided into the end zone. That was a thing of beauty. That was he just snatched that. Bailey thought he had a play on it, and all of a sudden it was a touchdown.
And how do you give up that touchdown at the end of the game?
I have no idea how you give up that touchdown at the end of the game. As a matter of fact, I thought that they'd said Raheem Moore was back there, which was one of the safeties the Redskins had, which would have then made perfect sense.
Yes, but no, that's correct.
Or no, it was Raheem. I thought it was Kareem Moore. Never mind. That's the lesson Raheem. In all this, people.
Yeah.
If it's a Raheem, Kareem, Jaheim, Flaheem, any other Ahim and a more after it, he's not able to play safety in the NFL. Don't trust it.
All right, so here's another Bronco fan. This one's going to put it all on the refs.
What's up, guys? Broncos lost. I didn't even know what to say because I was really gay. Refs the entire game. Being assholes. It seemed like every single time there's a play that go either way, went to the Ravens. And then Peyton Manning throws an interception at the end that doesn't make any sense. Raheem Moore lets a freaking touchdown 70 yards down the field. You have one thing to do, and you don't do it. I don't even know what to do now. I'm not going to watch basketball. But short little rant. Broncos should have lost. Broncos should have won. Refs were rigging the game, in my opinion.
Rigged it.
Ravens are a good team, but not good enough to get all those calls going their way. That was retarded. And Broncos should have won. That was bullshit. Should have won the Super Bowl. I was psyched. We have Peyton Manning.
Whatever, we have Peyton Manning.
If you guys don't know what I'm talking about, then you should become an American and watch football. Bye.
Oh, yeah. So there you go. All of you people that are out there listening to the Bang Cartoon Radio or that are not American and yet still watch football, I don't understand you. You're a complete conundrum. I don't get it.
You hear that, Tilyard? You should become an American, Tilyard.
What was the first thing he said was that, I don't know what to say. I was being totally gay.
That's what it sounded
what
like.
What was he doing during the game? I wasn't watching. I was having some guy pound my butt. There was balls on my chin. So Peyton Manning.
What the hell did he say?
Way to put things. I don't know what you people are smoking out there in Colorado.
Oh wait, yes I do. Yeah, I know, right? I will say this. Right. I'm watching that first half, and the thought went through my mind, John. Are they trying to help Ray Lewis win this game?
You know what? There were a couple of things. I'll tell you what. You know what I wanted to know for one thing was why was not that one play where Manning fumbled it? Why wasn't that called a tuck rule?
Because he's not Tom Brady.
Oh, I know. So, but that was exactly practically the same thing.
Yeah, I know.
I don't know why that wasn't called a tuck rule. And but the Brady bunch did get screwed this weekend on a quick whistle for a forward progress.
Yes.
It was definitely a fumble. That
yeah,
they
absolutely.
On.
Yeah, definitely. So, definitely. Yeah. All right. We got one more Bronco fan here. And he's trying to keep his cool, but he can't. It's impossible.
Really?
Okay. He's just going to go off on this.
All right. Okay. So.
See how he comes in? All right. So wait, he's trying to be I'm going to be cool about this. I'm going to give my my analysis here, but nah. He's...
All right. So.
Top of his lungs.
Right there, he starts laughing, so you know it's coming.
Fuck!
And there it is.
I knew. I should have made a little YouTube post. I had a feeling the Broncos would lose this game. I picked them anyway. Nope. Holy shit! Should have posted to you guys. Because fuck, Denver lost 35-8. I'll just get to it. Double overtime. It was over before that. Fuck. Denver did not fucking play. The game should have been over.
They didn't play, Tom.
Before overtime. That's right. Denver blew a 35-28 lead to put the game in overtime. John Fox, what the fuck, man? Two timeouts, 36 seconds, the fuck? And you nailed the fucking ball? The fuck?
Yeah, I didn't quite understand that one. 36 seconds, two timeouts. I don't understand kneeling the ball.
No, I don't either, especially when you've got Peyton Manning. You put out to get Peyton Manning. That's what you want him for right there, right? Go down the field and score a touchdown. But I keep waiting for his mother to yell down the steps into the basement to shut up.
Well, obviously, Mike Smith was watching that game, and he learned. Okay, we've got 30 seconds left, and we've got the ball. I'm going to try, and we've got two time. It was the same exact situation. In fact, Manning had 36 seconds left. Am I right? Or 31? Which
it was 32, if
32.
I think.
32. Okay, 32 seconds.
I rarely do that.
32 seconds. 32 seconds and two timeouts. And they kneel the ball.
Right.
And I'm watching in Atlanta. They kick off with 31. He returns it. They got 25 seconds left and two timeouts. Matt Ryan's throwing the ball down the middle of the field twice, getting the timeout, kicked a winning field goal. Piece of cake.
Dude, I thought Seattle had the game won. I went out to help my wife carry in the groceries, and I was trying my best not to be pissed off at her coming home in the last 30 seconds of a playoff game like that and trying to cross in front of the TV six times. So I figured I'd try to get her out of the way because I thought the Seattle Seahawks had it in the bag, and then whoa!
Man, when they scored that, I was like, oh my God. Even at home, Matt Ryan cannot win a playoff game, but Matt Ryan can win a playoff game.
Yeah, he can. And then what the hell was that kick? He does his best to just, here you go, let's keep this thing going. This is fun.
Oh, I know.
He kicked in 111 yards.
Yeah, it looked like he was trying to do an onside kick.
I don't know what the hell he was thinking.
Oh, but here's the thing. Let's go back to the Atlanta game real quick before I finish playing this this guy.
Okay, Mr. Billick.
Anyway,
it's not so easy, is it there, Smarty Pants?
What the hell was going on with what's his name, Seattle's coach? I'm having a brain fart.
Carroll.
Pete Carroll. Why was he trying to claim he didn't call timeout? Why was he running around going, who called timeout on the kick? They tried to ice the kicker.
Right, yeah. Because he's Pete Carroll, and he thinks he's a douche. You know what he's going to do. He's going to call timeout, and he go, hey, whoa, what was that? Who said that? I didn't say that. No, man, I was scratching my palm.
They went back, and they showed him standing right next to the ref, watching the clock. You could see him do the timeout, and then he's like, who called timeout? I was like, seriously, dude? Right. And you know, Matt Bryant. Now, here's the thing. Matt Bryant missed that kick the first time. You know, right. he got to redo it because of the timeout.
Right.
But
that's why they never ice him. You never do it. It's stupid.
Yeah,
it never works.
But they knew timeout was called, and Matt Bryant took a practice kick. So it's like he knew it didn't matter whether he made it or not. So I don't know if it really mattered.
Right. Well, they always take the kick.
Sure.
They're going to go through their motions.
Absolutely. All right, let's...
And then he was bitching about that. Carroll was bitching about that.
I know, right? It's
like, he got a practice kink. What's going on?
Well, they snapped the ball, man. What are you going to do?
Right. Shut up.
If I'm the kicker and they snap the ball and the holder's holding it, I'm going to kick it.
You turn on your microphone, you go to midfield, and you go, shut the hell up, head coach.
Now, I guess, you know, here's the thing, though. Technically, if that whistle blew, and I think the whistle did blow before they actually snapped the ball...
Right.
So the whistle blows, the play's dead. Technically, the refs could have called Atlanta for delay of game on that.
They probably could, but see, at the time, I was trying not to throw a freaking illegal procedure on my wife who was carrying groceries across in front of the television, so I didn't see a lot of that stuff there.
All right, let's go back to this Bronco fan.
Is this shit? Oh, just when you thought the Broncos would have a chance to come back and make amends. And then Prater missing a fucking, early in the game, Prater missing, whiffing on a fucking field goal. The fuck was that bullshit? Why? Then,
why?
Fuck. But then Peyton Manning, throat chokes again.
Throat chokes. He throat chokes, John. Peyton Manning throat chokes again.
He Valentis. This dude is down in one of those basements where you find like Girl Scout clothes that don't belong to him.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Right.
That he bought it. Salvation Army, you hope.
Peyton Manning choked again in the playoffs. deserve it. Denver Broncos, you deserve it too. As far as losing is concerned, you fucking deserve to lose. However, great fucking season. Good fucking game. Just didn't like the fucking outcome. Obviously, as a Bronco fan.
At least he doesn't like put all the blame. He's not blaming the refs. He's not putting all the blame on Manning. He's putting all the blame where it does belong. That's the one thing I'll give him. He is pointing out every mistake they made.
Yeah, well, I'll tell you what. He did watch the game closely, that's for sure. So Dallas Hayes can check him off the list of people who only watch three plays.
Right.
However, you know what? At one point up in here, you're going to hear a toilet flush. The water's going to go right past him in the pipe there. But at the end, he does blame it all on John Fox. He starts screaming for his head.
Fucking Peyton Manning. I'll still stand by Peyton. I'll still stand by the Broncos. But that was a bullshit call. Bullshit call. Fucking Fox.
He's all fucked up now, isn't he? He's all confused in his own mind. He doesn't even know what he's saying at this point. He meant play call.
I swear to God.
He meant the play call is what he meant to say, and now he's going to blame Fox for that.
He's seriously emotionally worked up, dude. He's going to have himself a heart attack.
I am not liking Fox. This is a reason why I had John Fox. I'm like, at least 5% or whatever. That's it. That's all. Congrats to the Baltimore Ravens. Broncos, you'll always be my team, but fuck you. Have a nice day. Till next time. Later, fuckers.
What?
That's a hell of a sign-off there.
Oh, my God.
What if he's got theme music? Wouldn't that be great if he marched out after that and everybody stood up and clapped?
Why?
Oh, God damn it.
Oh.
He could write a musical. He is. He's down in a basement. Really creepy basement. I don't know, man. I don't know. Why do these people do this? Why can't they do it just sitting on their couch?
Oh, man.
Broncos, you'll always be my team, but fuck you. Have a nice day.
There he goes, ladies and gentlemen. Bill the Bronco fan.
Why?
Why? Why?
Who the hell was that?
Why?
Oh, shit. I make fun of it every time I see it on television. It was somebody on a movie. Who the fuck was it?
I can't remember. I don't know.
That's what happens to my mind sometimes. I remember snippets of things.
Why?
I'm Sam Huffing over here, Tom.
Oh, is that it?
Right. Say a name real quick here just to get myself out of it. Vince Lombardi.
Did you see any of the national championship game?
I did. I watched about, as long as it was exciting, which wasn't very
like
long.
Like first quarter, huh?
I got more excitement and enjoyment out of watching Notre Dame get their stomped in the dirt. I just enjoyed watching them get their shit stomped. I can't stand that team for no reason. No reason. Other than most of the guys that I knew that I was growing up with that were bandwagon. You know, oh, I like the Cowboys, the Yankees, and Notre Dame. Yeah, whatever, you That's who likes Notre Dame. All right. All these people that live around here, they love Notre Dame, man. And every one of them that I look at, I go, what the hell for?
Right.
Fuck them. I hate them. I fucking hate them. So I love watching them get beat bad.
Yeah, I don't mind watching Notre Dame lose, but I'm so tired of the SEC. God, I'm sick of them.
Yeah, well, you know, what are you going to do? You got to have them. I'll be pretty soon, Tom. You know, global warming's going to make a lot of that go away.
Right. Right.
It's going to disappear.
So anyway, did you catch where they showed Bama's quarterback, A.J. McCarron, they showed his girlfriend?
Right. Well, of course. Everybody in the world's seen that by
now. All right. Look. Absolutely. I understand. She's beautiful. She is. She's Miss Alabama. Yeah. She ought to be. She finished top 10 in Miss USA, and her name's Catherine Webb. And, man, if you did not hear Brent Musburger, man, you talk about somebody who sounded like a dirty old pervert during the game.
I didn't think he did. Well, I guess he could have. Well, yeah, my thing about the video, my favorite part of the video is the little kid that's off to her left. The guy, he's like 11. He's staring at her the whole freaking way through.
I know.
And you know, that's like the middle of the second quarter. He's been staring at her for about an hour. He just can't believe
I guess,
it. He's like, holy God.
I guess he's the dirty little pervert. Not really. I mean, really, I shouldn't say that. It's not that. You're right. Musburger didn't sound like a dirty old pervert. He just sounded like he was horny as hell.
No, of course
he had him all riled up. I can understand it, but it was just funny listening to what he said.
When you're a quarterback at Alabama, you see that lovely lady there. She does go to Auburn. I want to admit that. But she also Miss Alabama, and that's A.J. McCarron's girlfriend, okay? And right there on the right is Dee Dee Bonner. That's A.J.'s mom. Wow, I'm telling you, quarterbacks, you get all the good-looking women. What a beautiful woman.
Wow. A.J.'s doing some things right down
the road. So you're a youngster in Alabama. Start getting the football out and throw it around the backyard with Pop.
That's the part that's the best. Start throwing the football around the backyard with Pop so that you can have a hot girl like that when you grow up.
Whoa. Tell you what, there, hey, in America, that's a piece of ass there. Whoa.
Now,
I have no problem with it whatsoever.
I don't
the
either.
The fact ESPN even apologized for him.
Well, that's the thing.
Ridiculous.
This is my favorite part. Musburger apologized. They, you know, ABC apologized, ESPN, ABC, apologized, but nobody was offended.
And they shouldn't be. This is a woman who is a beauty pageant contestant and a winner. She is perfectly comfortable with men looking at her and judging her based on her appearance. That's what she does.
Well, yeah. And
that's why she's dating the quarterback at fucking Bama. Why do you think?
And it's great because she came out after the apology and said this.
You know, I don't think it was needed, honestly. I mean, of course, I appreciate it. Good. But at the same time, I don't think that I needed an apology. I think the media has been really unfair to him. I think that if he would have said something along the line that we were hot or sexy or made any derogatory statements like that, I think that would have been a little bit different. But the fact that he said that we were beautiful and gorgeous, I don't see why any woman wouldn't be flattered by that.
So she's flattered and they make him apologize. You know, it's unbelievable. I don't get it.
Boy. What do you think, Tom? Pink nipples or brown? She's a piece of ass.
Then he needed to apologize.
All you red-blooded young American young lads right now, if you can look at her right now, you look at that face, imagine it doing things to your cock that you could possibly imagine in the shower tonight. Wow. I mean, really, what did he... Honestly, she's a beauty queen.
Right.
It's not like he said, look at her tits.
Right,
you know?
Exactly.
You know what? I'll tell you what. If he would have said, all you young kids in Alabama, if you don't want to get stuck with one of those fat slobs you see hanging around the diner all the time, go out and throw the football around with Pop. Watch as we pan through the rest of the crowd. You don't want to get stuck with those, do you? Get outside and toss the ball around. And then you have the NFL Play 60 logo come up. The NFL, we are behind the idea of getting out to throw the ball so you can fuck hot cheerleaders and beauty queens.
All right.
I mean, goddamn it. You know, how can it be sexist, Tom? That's the general order of things. The big jock guy always gets to fuck the beauty queens and the cheerleaders. It always happens that way. And then after they dump over the beauty queens and the cheerleaders and they're going to be like 30 and they realize what the fuck's going on with their life, they end up with somebody cool like us.
Well, John, okay, so through everything we just did.
Right.
My favorite thing of the entire week had nothing to do with football. It was this story. Oh, my God. Al Roker, John. Al Roker. He was on Dateline. He told his story. John, he shit his pants in the White House. He did. For real.
You know, you gotta wonder just what makes a person tell this story to anyone. Unless I'm like really drunk at a party and I go, hey man, guess what I did? I shit my pants in the White House.
Wait a minute. I'm national television, prime time, it's Dateline. Let me tell the story now.
Oh, my God.
Oh, so here he is.
Barbara Walters asked him, if you could shit your pants anywhere, where would it be?
Anyway, here he is telling the story.
I probably went off and ate something I wasn't supposed to. And as I'm
wait a minute. He ate something he wasn't supposed to? What are they serving at the White House? Well,
it was the decorative soaps in the bathroom, Tom. They looked like candy. He couldn't help himself. He figured, I haven't had lunch, and they sure look like Swiss chocolates to me.
Ha 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 ha
warm front moving in from the south. Oh, shit.
Right.
As usual. Oh, excuse me. As usual, man, we go right for the worst possible jokes we can find.
Anyway, all right, so here it is.
I probably went off and ate something I wasn't supposed to. And as I'm walking to the press room, I think I got to, pass a little gas here. So I'm walking by myself. Who's going to know? Only a little something extra came out.
Ah, he sharted.
I was panicking. And so I got to the restroom of the press room, threw out the underwear, and just went commando. It told me that commando. I've got to be very vigilant as to what I eat.
I've got to be vigilant as to what I eat.
I pooped my pants.
You pooped your pants.
You might pooch.
Oh.
In the White House. Sir, what are you doing in the bathroom? Secret Service at the door. They go busting in and come out with his shitty underwear. We have secured the package. Clear the way.
I want to know. Brokers
wrestled to the floor. Woo. For bringing a biological weapon into the freaking White House.
Can you imagine? What if, like, Michelle?
Oh my God! I'm imagining all kinds of things.
What if Michelle Obama found the shitty underwear? Because he said he took them off, threw them away, and went commando. So he's walking around with no underwear and a shitty ass.
He left him in the White House.
Oh my God!
Michelle Obama came out of the bathroom. Consuela, come here. Yes, Miss Obama. Oh my God.
You've got to be shitting me.
She probably opened the door. Barack?
What the hell did you do in here?
Right. What's that? These are huge. Oh my God, I can't believe it. What if he caused an international incident? What if somebody thought like the Russian delegation left a shitty pair of pants in the bathroom? It's an international insult, Tom. Missiles are poised at the brink.
Man, I'm not going to any more of these bull quino parties. Dirty Yankee.
It's like that scene from Borat when he goes upstairs to take a crap. He should have brought his underwear down to the table and handed it to the first lady.
Right.
Here you go.
Oh, man.
Oh, hell, that's giving me a headache. That's so funny.
That is hilarious. Absolutely hilarious.
Al Roker pooped his pants.
Man.
In the White House.
Yeah, of all places to have that accident. I just love it.
Looks like a shitstorm rolling in tonight. Tom's going to be coming in from the south.
I love the fact that he's got to be vigilant about what he eats. Are you kidding?
He's going to pass a little gas. Who's going to know? You're in the White House, dude. As soon as the methane comes out, all the sensors pick it up and you're targeted by lasers.
Hey, I played that clip from Wade Phillips.
You've got to be shitting me.
You know?
Damn it.
Right.
And speaking of Wade, I had one more clip here to play. This was, you wanted to hear this Phil Simms clip.
Yeah.
And this was during the Patriots game.
Right. Now, listen to this. This is the thing. Okay, we talk all the time about how people talk on television and what they're allowed to say and what they're not allowed to say. And we always make it so, because it's so freaking stupid,
right,
that people that actually have to broadcast football to us, all right, football fans, have to say things like what Phil is about to say.
Yeah, Wade Phillips had to go in and talk to his football team and say, hey, you guys, let's go. Let's get some swagger back here. And he started reading off all the stats, tell him you're in the top 10 of every statistical category in the
NFL.
Not bad. But he did. He said he went in there, tried to pick them up. Instead of going into there and saying, you guys, by gosh, and yelling at them and being mean, I guess you would say, he took the opposite approach.
Instead of going in and saying, my gosh, you guys, by golly, and being mean.
That's mean.
That's mean, Tom. Gee golly, you guys.
Damn it! You've got to be shitting me.
What is that?
See? He had to put money in the swear jar for that, Tom. I mean, listen to Phil Simms, man. That's how a guy is talking to us about how a damn defensive coach went down and fired up his team, all right? Okay?
He, of course, he says he went down and it was nice to them. But what he says is, you know why he went down and you guys and gosh, and instead of being mean, he was the opposite. And to me, the opposite of that is you fucking idiots. Right. God damn it, what the fuck's the matter right. with you? Gosh, you guys, let's have a hug. Some cocoa. We've got 13 minutes. We'll have a sing-along. You know?
Right.
Who are they broadcasting this goddamn sport to?
The kids, John. We have to protect the children.
The kids, no. The kid is sitting there watching television next to their father who's going, where the fuck is the flag? Give me the fucking flag!
Exactly.
Right? He's fucking holding all shit all over you! Or saying things like, if we win, I'm gonna piss in my mouth!
I'm peeing on my fucking mouth!
Right.
Daddy, they said a cuss word on TV.
Oh, all right. You got an email or a Facebook post there?
Yes, I do. Yes, I do. As a matter of fact, I do. I will like to say one thing that's rather funny to me. You see who Andy Reid has hired as his offensive coordinator is Doug Peterson.
Is that right?
Also known as the worst professional quarterback I've ever seen in my entire life.
And you saw who the Eagles hired.
Yeah, they got Chip Kelly, which I'm very impressed with, I'm sure. I tell you what, Tom, can't miss college coaches. They always pan out.
Oh, yeah, that's all I keep hearing. Well, the NFC's better get ready. They better start running lots of wind sprints. He's going to bring that high-energy, fast-paced offense to fill it. And I'm like, really? Who's running this? And right. Yeah, because this always works out. This happens every time one of these really good college coaches, are they going to make the jump to the NFL, and how does that usually work out? Yeah, not so well.
Nah, well, the old ball coach, you know.
We'll see.
All right, well, I'll tell you what. Jeremy Kelly likes to tell us that Mark Trestman is the new Bears head coach to prepare for attempts at rouges now. So
now, that is the same Trestman. That is, he was in the 90s, was the offensive coordinator for the 49ers, right?
Yeah. He's not just a CFL guy. They'd be an absolute laughing stock.
Oh, God, wouldn't they?
You know, yeah, he would. I tell you what, when he went up there, he was like, punt, what the hell for? We got a first down. No, you don't get him. You either go for it, you either get a touchdown in four plays or that's
it. Oh, my God, he's going to have Cutler so confused.
Actor Conrad Bain has died. Reported cause of death was a different stroke. Ho, Diamond Joe. That was a rather witty one.
Wasn't Diamond Joe the one that turned us on to a bunch of these fans going off?
Yeah, yeah.
Thank you, Joe.
Yeah, Diamond Joe showed up to play.
He's always looking out for us. Yeah, right?
Yeah, he is. Yeah, he is. Adrian Lord wrote to us and says, Korea is 100% less awesome for 2 weeks as I return home to be ignored by the women of Waterlooville. Now,
this guy.
Look, dude, I don't want to try to point out the obvious, but Tom, what is Waterloo synonymous for?
The battle.
The absolute crushing defeat of a battle. Right. All right. At Waterloo, if you tell somebody it's their Waterloo, it's the worst thing that could have ever happened to them, period. All right. And you live in Waterlooville, which is like freaking failure town. What the hell's the matter with you? No wonder no women will talk about you in Waterlooville. Serious to God. Hi, yeah, you can find me. I'm down on the corner of Loser Avenue, and I don't give a shit about Life Street from Loserville. Waterlooville. Rich Burton, I'm recovering from surgery to get a melanoma off of my eye through a radiation implant. So Rich has been sick.
Oh, my.
Don't put off that eye exam. Okay, so now we've got, if you're in the central Ohio area, and we can get a phone number for a vasectomy. And now Rich Burton, through personal experience, is telling us to not put off those eye exams. Make sure your optometrists give you the optic scan that takes a picture of the back of your eye. Otherwise, he may have lost his to cancer. Ben Boyce tries to write Tillyard and can't spell it properly, so we're not even going to say it. Bizarro Roman Taman wants to say, please do something about Alex Jones's rant on Piers Morgan. And we really don't kind of do that kind of stuff. You know?
I listen to that, and
it's crazy.
You know.
It's fucking crazy. And by the way, if you are one of these people out there who listen to this show and believe that the Sandy Hook massacre was a hoax, turn off your computer and don't ever download the show.
Oh, my God. I see these people saying they're all actors, and I'm like, man. You know, I don't want to get into this, John. I don't. I can't.
Nope, I don't.
I will get upset.
All right, Steven Shields says, am I crazy for being a little excited about Chargers football again? I don't know. Should he be? I don't even know who the hell this coach is, the offensive coordinator of the Broncos. I guess you should ask some of these Bronco fans.
Right.
Louis Cipher, our friend, writes in and says, fuck the 49ers, fuck Rod Puller, fuck Megan and her sparkles, fuck Jim Harbaugh, fuck the Packers defense, fuck, I hate football, fuck. Oh, by the way, great show, thank you, Lou. Fuck!
I hate football!
Andrew the Panthers fan writes in and wants us to give old Fribbeth Moopeth call. Fribbeth Moopeth wants to get called on the phone.
All right.
Because he wants to ask him about his job at a cashier at the Best Buy going, if he ever going to miss getting torched by the light of Steve Smith and Peyton Manning. He would love to hear that class of speech impediment again. Well, sometime, it seemed like, pretty soon, like maybe, you know, they got some thing going on in the radio here in Washington. Fred Smoot might be just finding himself a job here on the radio here in town.
Yeah, man. No more drive-through.
We might be getting some. Right. We might be getting some. All right, Vincent Boyd writes in and says he's tired of us talking about the NFC East, which is fine. Now that the NFC is completely out of the playoffs, we have no choice but to talk about everybody else.
Yep.
So, there we go. And I think that's all we got this week, brother.
All right, conference championships this Sunday.
Yes, conference championships. By the way, if you look in the men's room on the third concourse in New England, I will not be there.
Unfortunately, I think the Patriots are going to win, John. I hope not. I'm rooting for the Ravens.
If Flacco plays well, dude, who knows, man? The Ravens seem to be a team of destiny right now. Either way, I think next week, if we aren't deluged with material, we should either call Ray Lewis or Robert Kraft, one of the two.
Well, I thought the Broncos at home would have a great chance. If there's one team that can go on the road in the cold and win in that stadium, it is the Ravens.
Ray Rice has been fumbling the ball, but he's also been breaking runs. So
yeah.
We'll see how it goes. Yeah. By the way, dude, Colin Kaepernick, that freaking read option.
Oh, my God.
Anybody still want to tell me about how the read option makes your quarterback vulnerable?
I don't know, but I like the 49ers to win that game.
I do, too. Probably in a big way.
49ers-Patriots, that might be fun. Wouldn't it be fun to watch Colin Kaepernick beat Tom Brady in the Super Bowl?
It would. It would be fun to watch Colin Kaepernick beat Ray Lewis in the Super Bowl, too.
If the Niners win, I think we're going to get a great Super Bowl. If the Falcons win, I don't know.
I don't know, man. We'll see. Tony Gonzalez might make it a good story.
We'll see. Yeah. Go to our Facebook page, and we'll do it again next time.
Later.
Visit BangCartoon.com for a complete archive of the Bang Cartoon Radio Hour as well as Bang Cartoons.
BangCartoon.com. Listening to the Bang Cartoon Radio Hour.
Oh boy. Oh boy.
You're not a loser because you dress up in shoulder pads with spikes on them. You're a loser because you like the Raiders.
Bang Cartoon Radio.
Let me inhale it all in one more time.
Yes, ma'am, still, yes, ma'am. Yes, sir, still, yes, sir. Pull your pants up around your waist. I don't care if I'm your mom or not.
Yeah, they still have Tom Brady, and they're still coached by Bill Belichick.
The last time I cried over football is when Tom Brady got hurt, and those were tears of joy. Your coach is a cheater, your rings are a lie, you back up from Michigan.
We care about the small people.
So long, you fetus-faced windbag.
Bang Cartoon Radio.